Hi there. My name's Louise Bedford, and I'm a private share trader, as well as being the author of several best-selling books on the Australian share market. I'd like to explore one of the key psychological factors that can hold a trader back from experiencing success, and that's fear. Before we kick off, let me tell you about an advanced driving course that I did recently. We were required to force our cars into 180-degree spin at high speed so that we could learn about how the car handles in these conditions. I have to tell you though, as I was waiting to put my car into this spin, I was becoming absolutely terrified, and it must have shown on my face. The instructor came over and he said, "Look, I know you are terrified, but enjoy it. When you start to slide, stop doing whatever you were doing that caused the car to react and respond calmly." Wouldn't it be great if we could do this with trading? It really got me thinking about that and how we react under pressure. Imagine that you could stop the action that was causing the loss, enjoy the ride and just calm down. Unfortunately, we experience fear and a whole range of primal emotions takes over. The limbic system goes into overdrive and any logic that we had is often thrown out of the window. Let's think about our reactions in situations like this. Every successful trader has at one stage or another been through an absolutely nauseating loss that completely rocked his or her confidence. As Mark Douglas states in The Disciplined Trader, his terrific book, he says that fear limits your range of perceived opportunities by narrowing your focus of attention and keeping it on the object of your fear. It systematically excludes from your awareness market information that would indicate the existence of other alternatives and opportunities. When faced with a loss, a trader's behaviour often polarises into either paralysis, I found, or aggression. My Trading Psychology Home Study course is available from this website, www.tradinggame.com.au, and it explores these types of concepts and gives you some concrete techniques that you can use to trade more mechanically. Included in the Home Study course, and also available separately, is our Relaxation for Traders CD. And that will help you adjust your mindset in line with the professional traders. Now, when you're faced with a loss, paralysis is one of the ways that traders tend to react. After you experience a substantial loss, many traders find that they're totally immobilized. They might be incapable of exiting their position or unable to enter a new trade because they're petrified. Statistically, traders tend to hold on to a losing trade for far too long, even though there's compelling evidence that they should sell. Ironically, they also sell their winners far too soon. This reaction is the emotional equivalent to hiding under a rock if a huge hairy creature with fangs attacks. It's an evolutionary response. If you consistently respond in this way with paralysis, you're probably judging your self-worth based on your trading results, and that is so self-destructive. Procrastination, taking tips, or ignoring your existing trades will not make this problem go away either, no matter how desperate you are for a win. You might have the seeds of trading greatness within you, but if you give up too soon and you choose to quit, you will never know what could have been. Stop beating yourself up after a loss. Work on your self-esteem by reading inspirational trading books. Recall the reasons why you wanted to become a super trader in the first place. Confide in somebody that believes in you and set a deadline to start trading again if you've decided to take a break from the markets. Choose less volatile shares. Use a smaller position size. Don't make the mistake of continually altering your trading plan, particularly mid-trade. The share market rewards consistency. For information on this, and if you'd like to refer to our double CD set called Psychology Secrets, you'll just find so much information in there. Chris Tate and I recorded this with Dr. Harry Stanton. Now, I don't know if you know Harry, but he's recognised as being Australia's top trading psychologist. Have a look in the shop under the special section as well, because in the special section, there are some products on sale when you buy them as a bundle. Aggression is another way traders react. Aggressive traders seek revenge and take out their frustrations by entering inappropriate positions and dramatically increasing their position sizing when they're losing. The market will not reward this. It's a far better idea to halve or even quarter your future position sizes when you're having trouble trading effectively. That's actually called an anti-martingale strategy, and it's a very successful manner of handling trading patches where you're out of sync with the market. It will lessen your psychological burden and give you a chance to recover financially. Many traders find it effective to attend a seminar or a course to help bring them back to the basics of trading and to provide inspiration. I've always found that continual training is essential. As Benjamin Franklin stated, if a man empties his purse into his head, no man can take it away from him. An investment in knowledge always pays the best interest. Persistence is a prelude to success. The share market will reveal its secrets to you. You've just got to stick around long enough to be able to hear them.